No, I don't think I was shocked. And to be honest, I was pleased to hear the chief superintendent address it the way that she did. Anecdotally, we're hearing all the different stories that the rise in the use of cocaine and the problems that that brings with it are quite regular now, and you almost hear it on a weekly basis. The issue that she spoke on in particular in relation to these drug gangs exerting pressure on family members of people who were selling drugs on their behalf and who got into difficulties paying back that money was very welcomed as well, because anecdotally again we're hearing these stories are that families are being put under pressure and threatened by drug gangs to pay up drug monies that their children may have run up. And this is how dangerous it's becoming, and it's something that we need to face up to. So yes, I was delighted that the Chief Superintendent and indeed the Gardaí recognise these dangers and are now starting to publicly raise their concerns about it.
Do you think there is a misapprehension in the county by people who aren't affected directly by the drugs problem, that they're not really fully aware of the extent of the issue here in Donegal?
Yes, I think that's, but that was the case, but I think that people are becoming increasingly aware. We only have to see about the amount of drugs that are being confiscated and found by Gardaí, the amount of people who are appearing before the courts in relation to the use and sale of supply of drugs. So it's becoming a worrying issue among ordinary people out there. So it's good to see the Gardaí have a team of Gardaí involved in the drug squad, and that the more we'll be getting added to it. But also that they're being prepared publicly to raise the concerns that drugs are causing them and to ask the public for their help and support in trying to eradicate and identify, you know, drugs and the people who are selling them. So I, as I said at the meeting, any family who are being threatened by these drug gangs, that, you know, contact the Gardaí. You have their full support. They will protect you. And they will ensure that the people who are involved in this trade are put behind bars.